Immigration was another big topic at Trump's press conference today. He said he's keeping his promise to come down hard on sanctuary cities. Those are cities in the U.S. where local law enforcement is told not to go out of its way to enforce federal immigration laws. It's part of Trump's push to increase deportations. He's also promised to shut down a program that protects immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as kids from deportation. Many of those young people are college students now, and they're asking universities to help protect them. But not everyone's on board. From Atlanta, Ashley Cleek has our story.
This was the scene in Emory earlier this month.
Sanctuary! No! Sanctuary! No!
Around 200 students and faculty demanding that Emory become a sanctuary campus to support its undocumented students. Students like Ashley Rivas Triana, class of 2020. Her family came to Georgia from Mexico illegally when she was two.
I was very naive in thinking that, like, I went to, public education in the United States, I'm going to be able to go to college.
Rivas Triana soon realized how hard that'd be. Georgia is tough for undocumented students. They're barred from the state's top public universities, denied in-state tuition. Rivas Triana, though, did eventually get into Emory. It's private and accepts undocumented students. She's a freshman now, but worries how President Donald Trump's next 4 years will affect hers at school.
The national politics are definitely going to shape my time here. I can't just be a normal college student. I can't just go about my day pretending like what's happening in the world doesn't affect me.
Rivas Triana specifically fears that Trump will cancel a program called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, known as DACA. It temporarily protects young people like her from deportation. If DACA goes away, Rivas Triana fears she'll have to leave the U.S. It's a worry shared by thousands of undocumented students, also mobilizing for sanctuary at over 100 campuses across the U.S. But what is a sanctuary campus?
A sanctuary campus is a place where all students are free to live and learn without fear, but also not have to worry about persecution, either from other people at the university, in the state, or from the government.
That's how Emiko Soltis defines it. She's an Emory alum helping lead the sanctuary movement. And while the idea of sanctuary varies from campus to campus, at Emory, Soltis says, it means this: admitting all qualified undocumented students, offering them mental and legal support, and here's the big one:
to pledge lawful non-cooperation with federal immigration authorities, meaning that if they're going to come to campus or interact with the students, that they have to have a judicial warrant in order to do so.
Not cooperating with immigration agents, that's not an option, says Georgia Representative Earl Earhart. He's introduced a bill to block state funding to universities that declare themselves sanctuaries. Earhart didn't respond to interview requests, but Christian Zim did. He leads Emory's Republican Club and supports Earhart's bill.
I'm in favor of it because it's the law of the land. It's about time that we start taking undocumented immigrants very seriously.
Seriously, as in not letting them enroll in universities. At the same time, Zim says, he understands why some students are worried.
I feel their concerns, and they have every right to be concerned that way. But I would tell them that it's just not, it probably won't happen.
So Zim thinks that the fear is overblown, that immigration agents won't suddenly descend on campuses looking for undocumented immigrants. That, though, is still unknown, and has the fight for sanctuary campuses intensifying and forcing university presidents to respond. Claire Stirk, Emory's president, is drawing cautious lines seen at other universities. She says DACA students can still enroll, and she'll follow privacy laws to protect their personal information. But she says she won't stop the university from cooperating with immigration authorities. That could jeopardize millions in state funding. Also, Trump and Congress have threatened to sanction universities, trying to block immigration officials. Meanwhile, on Emory's campus, professors like Christine Ristino, who teaches Italian, feel torn over sanctuary.
It feels as though no matter what we choose, we cannot guarantee that things will be okay.
Ristino says she knows undocumented students who fear this debate puts them in the spotlight.
It's a beautiful thing to do. Symbolically, it's beautiful. But the reality is, will that make our students less safe?
Rivas Triana, the freshman who's undocumented, knows some students are afraid. But she says this:
there needs to be someone that needs to be not afraid of the consequences, because ultimately, this is the right and just thing to do. And it really send a message to the entire country that this is what we stand for.
She says she has no choice but to speak out, and she wants her university to stand with her. For The World, Ashley Cleek, Atlanta, Georgia.